/ Alex.
Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those flyover states that we love so much. Big shout out to those of you listening to us in the UK. That's you, Bugs. How about Jack Down Under? And the rest of the boys in China and New Zealand. I've gotten a lot of emails from New Zealand, Christchurch, and what's happened there. Many of you spot on and some of the things that you've witnessed. Ahead of the curve, ahead of a lot of what's being reported, because we're going to see that some of that isn't rebuilt. And the rest of it, remember in an earthquake zone when you've got buildings that were shook up that didn't fall, still are they reinforced, and that's a big problem there. But we have plenty of problems here in the U.S. to talk about, and a couple of highlights, I think, on the positive side. After all, we have to give you a daily salute, and I promise you that is coming up, my friends. But you've got the governor of Wisconsin who's wimping out. Oh, he's giving in. He's playing a game called Let's Make a Deal. So that means, and I said this, doesn't matter how you look at unions, it doesn't matter as a taxpayer, and if you were in Wisconsin, what you think, that, hey, I don't want to pay the freight for this. This isn't fair. I have to pay my pension. I have to pay my health. I have to pay the increases. So why should I be concerned about the union folks? Look, the bottom line is it shows you how often do we say that. Power in numbers. Power to the people. If you go out and you protest and you don't give up, you know, there's a chance you could win the battle or at least a little piece of the battle. So he's blinking. He's the first guy to say when. That's not good. And he was so hardcore all the way through until now. However, the key thing is he's trying to protect the issue of the money and not draining the coffers. So the pensions would have to be paid. They'd have to pay more. They'd have to pay more for the health care, and it would make up that money. But all the other things that were going to be stripped out that had to do with mandatory overtime, for example, vacation pay, sick days, all that, that may stand depending on whatever compromise ultimately is struck between, I'm going to say, the two sides at this point, if in fact one is. But when you say the word compromise, a deal, yeah, that means he's giving in. He's definitely giving something back. Are we a bigger fish to fry than Wisconsin? Because after all, we've been talking about that for a very long time. You know, on this show, we've had on experts about earthquakes and try to predict earthquakes. I just briefly there mentioned that some of you were sending me notes from New Zealand and how horrific it was in Christchurch. 7.3, baby. That's the earthquake that hit Japan, and a very small tsunami. But boy, 7.3, that 7.3 in your neck of the woods, I'm saying some of you, people listening to us in California, you hear 7.3, boy, I hope you're in your car and you're far away from wherever that epicenter is. But there was a tsunami alert that was issued, boom, as soon as it hit. You had buildings that shook. And they shook all the way into Tokyo. But so far, not significant reports of brutal damages or injuries at this point. At this point, they haven't had that happen. One thing that hasn't happened either is a drawback by the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I talked about this on a previous show a bunch, too. The Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, a little teary-eyed when he was talking to the troops, spending a couple of days in conversations with the guys on the ground. Not just the muckety-mucks, who he sees all the time at the Pentagon, and Petraeus, who obviously he knows very well. He did see Petraeus. But he talked to the Joes. I call them the Joes, the G.I. Joes, and I guess Janes. But there's more Joes in this case on the front lines, obviously, than Janes. And he was really struck by their stories. Here's the bottom line. Was he struck enough to say, look, enough is enough. We got to get this right. And we're not getting it right at this point. How much progress are we really making to thwart the Taliban, to rid the Afghan people of the evil Taliban? And the answer is, the Taliban is still, from what I understand, growing like a weed because they're able to cross back into Pakistan. How often have we talked about that? And this is what I would call more than a push, because 2014 is a date that's not going to stick. Now the discussions are, we can't really draw that many back at this point because of what's happening. So with everything we've invested, we need to tweak a few things, and we need to continue to have a presence there a little bit longer than we initially thought. Of course, they're not using those words because that would be too direct. You have to have a different kind of language and way to approach it so that you're not hitting everybody over the head with it. How much can the U.S. take? How much can these military families take? And how many people in their own neighborhoods think that the people around them believe that we're in the middle of a war? I bet I could, I hate to say this because I don't live around a bunch of dummies, I'm not saying that, but I bet I could walk up and down my neighborhood and ask that of people, and they probably, some would say, oh, absolutely, and they'd praise the troops and all that, but then there would be others who would completely disagree. They'd have a different word for it, whether it was conflict or helping hand or I don't know what they'd say, but I've heard this. I've heard this when I've been out speaking, so I was wondering what all of you think. Is it a full-fledged war? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. A couple of other things. I'm going to set the menu up for you here for this hour. We're going to do one of those week in counts because it is about the numbers. I already gave one away, the 7.3 earthquake. Pretty big. But also, there's a pregnant woman who apparently had a thing for pills, and she was trying to, at least she's trying to make some money on them anyway, she was trying to sneak them into the U.S. What were the pills and how many? And why would we even mention it on America Tonight? Well, that's part of We Can Count. It's not the only thing that we're going to be talking about in We Can Count. Plus, we've got odds and ends, and, oh, yeah, we're going to throw in a few little birthdays. There's some significant ones that might actually make you grin, let's say. And do we care about Charlie Sheen? Do you know that I woke up today, clicked on the mailbag, and found that some of you do care about Charlie Sheen? Because I had 15, no exaggeration, 15 emails, either with jokes about Sheen or what did I think was going to happen or did I think this was planned? Did I ever watch 2 and a Half Men? Is it fair or foul? Has somebody stole one of my phrases? And what's happened to his reputation? What do you think's happened to his reputation? He's making money. I don't think his... He might be the butt of some jokes, but he's not earning less money. Trust me, my friends, he's probably earning a lot more. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's a guy named Doc Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a vet and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does this country spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects requiring more expensive and, you guessed it, toxic prescription drugs. Clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit AmericaTonightTeam.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. Makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our America Tonight team. Go to www.AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
You know that thing about numbers and we can count? Ooh, there's some nasty stuff going on with fuzzy math when it comes to the president's health law and the actual numbers. Not that we didn't know that and we haven't talked about it before, but there's been some great defense of what the CBO was saying. And now, as it's starting to spill out, boy, the numbers are much bigger than originally proposed. Way bigger than proposed. Are you shocked? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Well, I've been investigating stuff here in Wisconsin and all these things with the unions. And I'm starting to see a pattern here that they're taking money from the unions and then they're giving it to corporations or businesses or employers to bring jobs to their states. And it's not just the unions, you know. In Michigan here, they're going to start taxing pensions, everybody who has a pension. And they're going to use that money not to take care of the budget, but to give as incentives to businesses or whatever to bring jobs to the state. And I don't see much of a difference there between that and a union making you pay dues. You know, I have a friend in Illinois, of all places, and he says that he got a contract from the state to work on a building, and he was told he could pay $50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But 23 of those dollars had to go back in dues to the union.
23.
Yeah. He's getting paid like $4,000 a week, you know, and just to keep the paperwork going. And people are you know, they don't mind making a sacrifice as long as the sacrifice does something concrete. But they take money from me, then they give it over to this company over here, and
right.
then that promises that they're going to hire somebody over there. They're not going to hire me. I don't know who they're going to hire, but they are taking my money. And
right.
I think that maybe the governor of Wisconsin is starting to see that once people hear this side of the story, he's not going to be such a bright, shining star.
Not if that's what they're for sure doing. I mean, there's been allegations of that, but you have to have the proof in it or know that that's where they're funneling it. And yes, you're right. That has happened in the past, of course, where I call it the ultimate political sleight of hand. And both you and I know we've been victims of that probably from the day we were born.
Well, I heard that. I mean, they were not even apologetic about it. They said, yeah, we have to do that because we have to bring jobs to the state. And I wonder if that's really the best way to create a more perfect union, as one of our founding documents talks about this country, having each state pitted against each other state trying to
get jobs, companies.
You know, we'll lower our minimum wage or we'll lower or we'll give you $100 million. Well, no, we'll give you $150 million. No, we'll give you $200 million. Where's that money coming from? It doesn't seem like a well-oiled machine. It seems like a machine that's going to just shatter like a grenade. Maybe there's some people out there who are better, you know, have more experience in these things. But I just because of course, you know, competition does bring down prices and creates. A positive thing as far as,
cash flow. Well, yeah, cash flow in a city, cash flow with the convention centers, with whatever it is, cities in a state. I mean, they're all competing. Absolutely. They're competing for all kinds of dollars and business. But if you specifically take a pot of money and tell the people, okay, this is what we're doing with it, and that is that. That's that sleight of hand, and then if it's being shoved off for that, I agree with you, then hey, if there's no transparency and suddenly there is, I don't blame people for being furious over that.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to share that with you there.
Yeah.
I'll be listening to see who else calls in and talks about it. Thanks for the opportunity, Kate.
All right, thanks, Tomas. Now, see, what I understand is you have to have proof of that. I mean, it's easy to say, okay, well, New Jersey takes in this much money, and here's what they're getting. Or here's what they want to get union-wise, and this is why Christie is strong-arming the teachers' unions here. And then ultimately, really, what he wants to do is attract these companies to come back into New Jersey instead of going to wherever, let's say Pennsylvania, because it's a bordering state. I'm just using that as an example. Well, that's not happening everywhere, and it depends on how they divvy up the money. And it depends on state versus local versus city. But it's not so far-fetched to think that that is actually happening in some places. And if you're a member of the union and you've been paying those dues for however long, and you're like Tomas's friend, I can imagine that you would be more than disheartened by that. Since we're on the subject of unions, education, this is part of that whole Wisconsin thing as we roll backwards to that. Here's what the president had to say is, you know, he keeps pushing now the education thing and talks about teachers and the cuts and that, you know, this just can't be the road that we're taking. Take a listen to a little bit of the president from earlier in the day on Tuesday.
Even as we find ways to cut spending, we cannot cut back on job-creating investments like education. There's no better economic policy than one that produces more graduates with the skills they need to succeed. We've got to lift up teachers. We've got to reward good teachers. Of course, we also have to stop making excuses for bad teachers. Every child can learn. Every child can succeed. And every child deserves that chance. Reforming education is the responsibility of every single American, every parent, every teacher, every business leader, every public official, and yes, every student. Hello, Tech Boston.
The president spoke at a school Boston kids enter a lottery to get into.
And you heard it there at the end. He spoke at a Boston school, and that's what he was doing on Tuesday, and had his family in tow, and the focus was education. The one thing that the president said in as far as the teachers were concerned, which I agree with, there has to be a different system. Why can't there be a system where the better teachers do get rewarded? I mean, if we're going to frame it like a corporation, then why wouldn't you want the better teachers to stay? Why wouldn't you want them to thrive, to survive and thrive, and have the students have the ability to be touched by that person? It's got to be tough. In some cases, I think the teachers are right. And it's, I hate to say it, but it is on a case-by-case, district-by-district, state-by-state basis. Because in some states, they're being paid a lot more than in other states. And some states, they're being tested out the yazoo. And everything, the focus, is all about the tests and where they place in the tests, because then they get more money from the state. And then they can not give the teachers more money, but then they can give the administrators more money so they can get a bigger car. And it doesn't really trickle down to the teachers. In so many ways, the teacher does get screwed in a lot of the scenarios, and that's not good either, because you want teachers to reach for the highest heights that they can reach too. Think about it. If you work for a company, what are you trying to do? You're trying to move up the chain. You're trying to go from being the assistant to move up to middle management, to move further and further up if you're in that kind of career. If you're an entrepreneur, what are you trying to do? You're trying to grow your business. You're trying to get good people around you and reward those people so that a good thing continues and gets better for everybody, meaning that everybody makes more money. I always say this, it comes back to the money. We could take anything that we usually ever talk about in this show, and I'll tell you what, it comes full circle. We can trace it back to the money. Those who have it, those who want it, those who don't have any of it. And how that separates us, and how the middle class, boy, is just fading away. All right, you may have some thoughts as we kind of scattershoot all over the place. That's what we're wanting to do here on America Tonight. We bang it around. Don't forget, coming up, we've got We Can Count. Plus, we're going to check the mail. Here's the number, 800-259-5791.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene, to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So picture this. You're stuck on a highway. You get around one fool who in a 60-mile-an-hour zone is going 35. And you've had enough, so you pull around, and that's okay. Go a little bit further down the road. And then you find yourself in the same situation. And once again, you go around the next fool. Is this brilliance or insulting? What do you think, America, and all of the rest of you? That's directed to all of you wonderful people outside of the borders who often have some interesting things to say on the chat. South Carolina is considering a bill, check it out, that would allow the cops to actually fine you $150 if you're caught driving less than 10 miles over the speed limit, 10 times the current minimum. But then let them skip reporting the tickets to the low-speed offenders from higher insurance premiums. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? So what they're saying is the windfall revenues would be split between the state and the towns or cities that issued the tickets. They don't know how much money they would rake in, but it was introduced last month and is now under full review. That's what you do. You throw it out there and test it, right? So South Carolina faces an $800 million plus budget shortfall. Join the club of those who need it. So a state representative sponsored this bill that isn't aimed at closing the deficit, but saying that the local ticketing process would divert some of the money from insurance companies to the state that is just bleeding. And it would give additional protection to the people in the cars, to the motorists, right? Because they would have an option. So low-level speeders are fined anywhere from $15 to $25, and all traffic tickets are required to be reported to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Oh, I hate the Department of Motor Vehicles. I don't care where it is. I've lived in California. I've lived in New Mexico. I've lived in New Jersey. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in Ohio. I don't like any of them. I always get stuck in the long lines. Anyway, that's a non sequitur. Insurers say the targeted tickets wouldn't make a big difference for the people who are driving, since they no longer determine insurance costs according to a rate of speed. They look at all kinds of factors when determining your premiums. Like, I reserve the right to jack up this premium. Let me just find an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Here's my book of excuses, and it's very thick. I'm sure I can come up with something. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Don, what do you think? Low-level speeders. Find those suckers even more, right?
Oh, you're confusing me, okay? You said you're talking about people that are going underneath the speed limit when you mean low-level speeding, or?
Yes.
So like somebody's going, you know, the speed limit 60 or 55, they're going 35, you're talking about fining them?
Yes.
All right, I got that. I guess I sorted that out. Yeah, they're a hazard in the road, but I think, you know, to start boosting up your traffic laws and just to make up deficits in your state budget is kind of a little bit cheesy, don't you think?
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Have you always thought, have you been from the club of, I think they have quotas anyway, and at the end of the month notice that suddenly there's more speed traps?
Oh yeah, that, you know, I've heard different things about the money that's collected for speeding tickets. You know, I understand that a lot of it goes to social programs, et cetera, you know, but it's not a thing that like goes like straight into the budget or whatever, you know, for a city, you know, to where they gotta have a certain amount of money every month off of people that are, you know, speeding or not, you know. I think they have a quota because they're going to make sure that, you know, the cop hasn't written a speeding ticket all month. He's doing his job, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know much about that, Kate. You caught me there. So, all I know is I laugh when you say you don't like DMVs. Is that because maybe the old wonderful Kate Delaney's got a lift foot? So.
I'm pretty good about that. I kind of watch. In fact, for everybody listening, one of the major highways that I use in Dallas, it's crazy. It's the Bush, actually. It's called the Bush. And it's 70 miles an hour.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Kate. I drove around Dallas twice. And both times I was scared for my life.
There is terrible.
People drive faster than around there.
I agree. It's terrible driving.
Hey, I heard something today that, as far as they know, the production of oil has not been affected at all with any of the stuff going on in the Middle East. Can you tell me how to get a job as a speculator? Because obviously they're the ones driving this gas price up. I mean, if the demand and the flow are still matching the same as they were before, you know, then where's the cause for the price of gas to be going up? So, I mean, yeah, if all of a sudden things, you know, if a major producer like Saudi Arabia or Venezuela or something like that all of a sudden had, you know, massive shutdowns where, yeah, this, I can say, yeah, there's a shortage of oil versus the demand. But I heard three different government officials today take that this little 2% that Libya puts out is hurting the Italians a little bit. But other than that, it's not affecting any of the worldwide production.
No, so, it is about the speculating. It's the negative news and driving it up. Absolutely. I agree with you. I don't get it. They need to get rid of the speculation. But that's part of the game. That's part of making some people rich because they've got money in oil.
And that's where, you know, and at the same time, you don't want state-controlled oil companies.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, the problem with capitalism, Kate, and, you know, I believe in capitalism and all, but greed is just, you know, as Michael Douglas said, great or whatever for some people, and they just don't care, you know, and they'll rationalize, say, well, Americans are paying cheap gas anyway. We can jack it up some more, you know, and they know they'll pay it, Kate. That's the problem. They know they have a product that Americans can't do without. You know, it's not like all of a sudden jacking up, cable television and then everybody says, I'll switch to satellite or not buy it at all. You know, these are things that are, you know, unfortunately gasoline is a necessity for our economy. And they've got a hold of it, and I just, every time I see there's an excuse somewhere, when I see gas prices going up, and then you never see it go back down. I mean, it did, you know, from 2008 when it was sky high, you know, and eventually it went back down, but I don't know. Anyway, though,
crazy.
How do we stop it, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. Hey, here's a question I had for you, and I'm trying to figure this one out. Maybe you can help me out here, all right? And we know that when George Bush was president, he was running about a $400 to $500 billion a year deficit, right?
Right.
And he ran up like $5 trillion over his 8 years in the presidency, okay? Then how can the next year, when another guy comes in, Obama, how does he automatically spend an extra $1 trillion? Because he's running $1.5 trillion a year, roughly, in extra spending. So how does he all of a sudden, because that wouldn't be, you know, they're talking that, well, it's entitlement causing it, et cetera. And I can't see that in the space of 1 year that there would be that much more increase in the entitlements. You know, so the question is, where's the money going? And you were talking about this, when you were talking to Tomas about, you know, these unions and where all the money's going, and that's the point, Kate, is I think they ought to have a, you know, the federal government ought to have to produce a, like in the USA Today or something like that, a full page, every major newspaper in the country or whatever, they ought to have to produce a list of where all the money's going, you know, for the budget. When he comes out and says there's a budget of, you know, $3.5 trillion, Americans ought to know where every bit of that money's going, you know, and I question whether the guys in Washington even know where it's all going.
And you just answered your own question. Half of the time, they do not know, Don. They do not know to the penny. They don't, certainly to the penny, they don't know where all the money's going. It gets shifted. It gets moved around. And that's why I call it sleight of hand, because nobody can accurately account for it. That's why every year, when they release the earmarks and they talk about the waste, the government, you know, Citizens Against Government Waste, they produce a book and they talk about it, you're just stunned by money that is funneled into stupid programs. But then you start to think about it and you start to add up the money and where the money's coming from, and that's the problem. Nobody ever knows directly. You know that whole thing about ignorance is bliss and it's better to ask for forgiveness? I think that theory is alive and thriving in D.C.
Hey, one last thing, Kate. You were talking about teachers. Obama was talking about teachers today and evaluating teachers. Why would he not ever have an evaluation of the kids or the evaluation of the parents and the job that they're doing? How about paying parents for great parenting or maybe that they're supposed to do that, not pay them so much as maybe start finding parents for bad parenting. You know, if your kids are not doing good in school, it's probably because you're not doing your job as a parent, you know?
Ooh, Don, from somebody who doesn't have kids, those are fighting words. Thanks for the call. What do you think? Is Don on to something? Some people just aren't good parents, and their kids turn out dumb because they don't parent them correctly. Oh, that would never fly.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can count, and then we're going to take a couple of quick phone calls. How about this woman who actually used pregnancy as an excuse to smuggle in 34,000 ecstasy pills? Now, don't get confused. She didn't say that she needed ecstasy pills to get pregnant. She was saying that she was pregnant, but it was really a suit that she had on, and it was a bodysuit. So she tried to pretend she was pregnant. She was on a Greyhound bus over a bridge that connects Canada and Buffalo, New York, when they started questioning what she was doing, where she was traveling to, all that sort of stuff. And in the end, they busted her, because here's the problem. She didn't answer the basic questions. She didn't have her game on. If you're going to be a smuggler, especially for that amount of pills, You gotta have game, sister. You gotta know when they try to make you sweat where you're going. And she fumbled around. I'm visiting a sick aunt. And, you know, she didn't know where she was going. So, duh, they knew something was up. When they frisked her, they found 33 Ziploc bags of colored pills, weighed over 21 pounds. The value of the drugs, $3 million. Ooh, she lost her job. $3 million. And now she's probably sweating out whether or not she wants to cooperate and rat on whoever it was she was smuggling the pills for. Here's another one for We Can Count. 63% of us want to stay out of Libya's business. According to a Rasmussen poll, that's what we're saying. Hands off, baby. We don't care about this crisis. Even as the government wrestles with what to do, military intervention or not. Yep. 4/5 of the 1,000 likely voters that were surveyed rated the Obama administration's response actually to the situation in Libya to date as good or excellent. 1/5 said it's a crappy job. But 63% say stay out of Libya. Don't even go there. Leave it alone. It's a good chance that there won't be any military intervention. Notice I said good chance. It's not a definite. All right, and one last one for you for good measure. We keep talking about 2012, who's going to run on the Republican side of things. Haley Barbour is starting to get some steam, the Mississippi governor. And you know that he's serious because he hired a communications director for his PAC, for his political action committee. That means he really is more than thinking about it. I think he really wants to do this. The guy he hired was Jim Dyke. He's the former Republican National Committee communications director. In the Republican side of things, he's got some real teeth and great experience in raising money. So we'll see. Nobody wants to step into the ring first. Don't be bashful. Except for Newt Gingrich. We're setting up an exploratory committee to explore the possibility of exploring the presidential possibility 2012. He wants it. He's going for it. Rick in Illinois, we're gunning for you. It's your turn in the box. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Gas is $3.70 a gallon up here in the Midwest.
Wow. So yeah. When you pull up, how much is it to fill up your machine?
Oh, I only put $10 in.
At a time?
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel better?
Out. But I see now they're going after Kuwait. Kuwait's the next country they're going to go after.
Kuwait, yeah. I'll tell you when it would really be all over. You say Saudi Arabia.
Yep, that's nice.
And forget it. Good night. Throw in all the chips. Because things will really crash. The stock market will crash.
Well, they said the Wall Street Journal had an article today that the dollar is in at the end of dollar, U.S. dollar or something. I never got to read it yet. But.
Well, they're talking about, there's been conversation about a global currency. And in the U.S., you really don't want to see that happen. The Chinese would love to see that happen, and there are some others that might, too. But you see how the dollar has been going and how the Treasury says it's not such a big deal and we're not really printing money and not knowing what we're printing, but I don't believe them. I think it's like mad money. It's monopoly money, and they're just laughing and giggling behind the scenes at these mints, printing up all the money and not keeping track of it.
Yeah, but I mean, if we lose a dollar, then what are we going to go to?
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
No, I mean, that's what they said in the Wall Street Journal today. So.
You know what we do? That means we go to a barter economy, that you and I might as well be farmers from the turn of the century, and we'll be trading turnips for getting our hair cut or whatever.
Well, how's Congress going to survive?
They're going to be poor like the rest of us.
Yeah. So like common folks.
Common folks.
Yeah.
Come on and join the common folks.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
but
I
heard
think
that,
happen.
That guy in Wyoming talking about Obama spending $1 trillion, but, you know, General Motors is back again. They have the biggest sales. And all these people working for them, you know, they got their jobs again.
Right.
And all these people that supply parts to them, you know, the people that make headlights and the wiper blades and the seats and the tires, you know, they all got jobs too. So, and they're paying the money back. I mean, it's not all at once, but they're getting it back to them.
They are paying the money back. We can't take a swing at that. You're right. They're paying them back.
Yeah, I mean, they're slowly paying them back. And Chrysler's paying them back. And AIG and Bank of America, they're all starting to pay it back. And AIG, they've got an office building here in Illinois, so there's like 200 or 300, probably mostly women works there, so they still got their jobs. So it's all coming back. I mean, only thing I wish he'd have done, he just fired the bankers.
I agree with you, Rick. I think the bankers were the biggest blight because they got away with it. And then they get, you know, then they get the bonuses that are outrageous, and then the bank's too big to fail. What a great blanket was thrown over top of them. I mean, what a rescue that was. The rest of us weren't getting rescued. You and I don't get rescued.
No, I think
that was wrong.
I think if he just fired all the bankers, I think American people would probably accept it a lot easier than let them stay in there while he went bankrupt.
I think so, too. I agree. I think that's what really got under everybody's skin. The bankers worse than anything.
Yeah, I mean, they still got the jobs and got the bonuses and pay raises and all that. The government help. Anyway, that's water on the bridge now, so.
No kidding. It absolutely is. Rick, you take care. Keep two hands on the wheel, brother.
Care.
We're going to slide over to Texas and Dan. Hey, Dan the man.
Mr. Skate,
muy bien, you too?
Et you. Hey, I got a question for you. That thing about the governor there in Wisconsin, I missed that. I was gone for a little bit. Could you give me a replay on that real quick?
Yeah, basically what he wants to, he's talking about compromising with the Democrats. So they were going to strip them of a lot of the collective bargaining powers, like, you know, sick time and vacation pay and all that. And now he's saying, no, he's willing to let them have mandatory overtime and all the things they would be able to negotiate except for the pension and health care. They would still have to pay
just
more
like
for that.
Just like he said to begin with. Just like he said, the union is salvaged face. That's all they've got out of it.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right, okay, now, if Don wants to get a hold of an itinerary of what's spent, have him get a hold of the Heritage Corporation, and they'll give him the info on all of that. Cost him $25 a year for a subscription, and they'll give him an update on every single thing that our government is doing.
But how interesting is it that the government doesn't subscribe to it?
because there are those that want this, shall we say,
debacle. Right. That's right. That's why we have watchdog groups, because that's what they do. Like Citizens Against Government Waste. We might have to have some of them back on this show. Thanks, Dan.